So I absolutely love telling the story about how Old South became my church. It was June of 2008. I just graduated from the University of Michigan, got a job in Boston, and moved to the city without knowing a single person. Boston was a new start for me. It was a chance to settle into my own skin and be comfortable with myself. Boston was a place where I hoped to find community, a community of unconditional acceptance and an open and affirming community. From a young age, the church has always consistently served as my community. This community was especially strong in college, where aside from school, the community of brothers and sisters I found through my church there became my family. It was my foundation. We had dinners together, we sat and studied together, we lived together, and we became extremely intertwined together. This seemingly tight-knit community unraveled when I was forced into admitting that I had an attraction for another man. Suddenly, the people that I was so close to, my community, it became one of certain conditions. I needed to make, according to them, active steps towards change, to confess my sins, to acknowledge the thorn in my flesh that I was living with, to live with a chronic disease. I was told, and I believed, that I had a problem, an illness, and that it was up to me to pray that God would give me the strength to keep it under control. I was told I was like a diabetic, that I needed to remind myself every single day to take my insulin shot in order for me to keep my disease under control. I needed to take a series of steps towards change, to act more masculine, to put my hands in my pockets when I talk, to not gesture, to lower my voice, to not dress as well, to be into sports. And the list of changes went on and on and on. And I needed to do all these tasks, to meet all these milestones, to exert self-control in order to be accepted, in order to be loved, in order to remain a part of my community. So about 1 year into the regimen of me straightening myself out, it was a Sunday at church and the song God of Wonders started to play. Now this song, it's so close to me, and it used to invoke so many emotions about the majesty of God, the awe of God. It was a song where I would just close my eyes and I would just raise both hands up in the air and worship and feel the Spirit of God descend upon me, and I would really feel His presence. But on that particular Sunday, I kept my hands in my pockets. I had my eyes wide open, and I was just singing the words. And it hit me. I felt so emotionless. I felt God no longer speaking to me. I was just going through the motions. That was the day that I left the church, that I left my community. And I walked out the door, and I remember walking down the street, and I was so angry with God. I had tears flowing down my eyes because God took away my community because He made me feel like this. I felt so incredibly empty inside. I was so upset that God made me this way. And I was so hollow. So I spent 2 years being mad at God. I spent 2 years ignoring Him. I spent 2 years not praying to Him. And during those 2 years, I hated myself. I felt so uncomfortable with myself. I felt so uncomfortable because I could not reconcile being gay and being a Christian. To take the Christianity out of me, as my secular friend suggested, would be taking a core identity away from me. And to take the gayness out of me, as the church prescribed, would be living a lie that contradicted everything I believed in. I was confused. I was lonely. My community had vanished. And for me, with God, also vanished. So when I moved to Boston, I wanted a new start, but I was so incredibly lonely. And in my moments of loneliness, God kind of tugged at my heartstrings. I became acutely nostalgic for the rites and rituals of church life, something that would bring a sense of familiarity in the setting of a new job, in a new city, and new people. I thought, maybe I would go back to church. If for anything, it would just be for the comfort and the familiar process with worship, with prayer, with the Lord's Supper. So one night, sat at my computer, and I Googled in the words, gay, Boston, and church. And to my surprise, coming from the Midwest, a series of churches came up that said, with the lines, open and affirming. I've never heard of these words before, and I didn't know what they meant. And I was really intrigued to find out. So I made my list of churches to visit. And because Old South was the closest to my studio in the Back Bay, that was going to be my first stop. And that was a Wednesday night, and I saw that there was the jazz service the next day on Thursday. So that was my first service at Old South. It was the jazz service. So I was coming back from work, and as I approached this massive Gothic building, I felt so uncomfortable. It had almost been 2 years since I stepped inside a church. It was a hot summer evening. It was muggy and it was humid. And the service was outside, out there in the city, on the streets of Boylston. And I felt really uncomfortable. I glanced at the attendees and saw this diverse array of people. And that made me also so uncomfortable. I stood on the sidewalk observing the then pastor at the time, Quinn, greeting people, such different people. And I thought, these parishioners don't really look like the ones that I'm used to going back in Michigan when I went to church there. So I stood there, and then I'm thinking to myself, here I am seeking church to seek comfort, to seek a familiarity part. And that was anything that I felt. I didn't feel any of that at all. But something made me sit down. So I sat down in the back, giving myself the opportunity to exit at a moment's notice. And soon after I sat down, a man sat next to me. And with him came a cart of belongings. And for such a hot day, he was dressed in so many layers. And his hair was long and it was unkept. And he sat down next to me, and I just kind of like scooted a little bit over to the other side because I felt so uncomfortable. But something forced me to stay in my seat. I actually don't remember that service at all, except for thinking when I was going to leave. And I decided the best time to leave was during communion because everyone was going to get up, and it would be a perfect time because I could just kind of sneak out. So then came communion, and Quinn got up. And he asked the audience to participate. And then he said these words. Whether you're rich or you're poor, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, whether you're a saint or a sinner or a little bit of both, God's table is open to all. And I was struck. Of course, I knew that God's mercy did not discriminate. And I knew that Christ's love and acceptance reach everyone in the whole spectrum of society. And I knew this because I was taught this. But to experience it and to witness it touched me at the core. Christ's love, Christ's compassion, Christ's mercy is truly for everyone. The Holy Spirit moved inside of me that day. It moved inside of me on the sidewalk, on the streets of Boston, in the humid heat, amongst all these people from all these different walks of life. The Holy Spirit moved. And for the first time, I realized that my uncomfortable feelings stemmed from the belief that I was so uncomfortable with myself because I believed this entire time that I needed to change in order for Christ and his community to accept me. But yet, right in front of me, here I was, participating in the Lord's Supper, participating in communion, with brothers and sisters who did not fit any particular mold, whose diversity makes up a beautiful mosaic of God's wonderful creation, of God's beautiful creativity. What a beautiful community of faith this place was. So through my years at Old South, Christ has showed me how big, how wide the welcoming arms of our faith are. And whether we're rich or we're poor, whether we're gay, we're straight, or we're transgendered, whether we're believer or non-believer, or a saint or a sinner, or a little bit of both, Christ's love and Christ's hospitality is open to all, and it has no boundaries. And I believe that this is the core of Christ's teaching to us, is to welcome and love everyone, literally everyone, even if it makes us feel uncomfortable, and yet especially if it makes us feel uncomfortable. I never did step inside a church that day, but what I did step into was a community, and that I'm grateful for. Thank you.